Retail sales rise.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government told us just a few minutes ago retail sales rose almost twice as much as expected in November. Here to tell us what that could mean is David Weiss, chief economist at S&P, with us live from New York. Morning, David.
Good morning.
What surprises you about this morning's figures?
Well, these numbers were much stronger than expected. Autos were actually a little bit softer than we thought, but ex-autos, you're up 1.2%, 1.3% from a year ago. People are out shopping again.
Yeah, we've been reporting some relatively good news lately, first on employment. Now, what does this retail sales report say about our recovery?
Yeah, it says it's hard to get Americans away from the shopping mall. People may be scared, but they're back shopping again. It looks like a better Christmas than we had thought.
Yeah. Do you get concerned, though, when you see indebted Americans continuing to spend?
Well, yeah, we've grown used to living beyond our means, and obviously we can't keep doing that forever. But on the other hand, in yesterday's numbers, debt has now dropped for five consecutive quarters, so it doesn't look like we're doing most of this on our credit cards.
Okay, so this report is for November, but you mentioned Christmas there. How much of this figure is Christmas shopping?
Well, the Thanksgiving weekend is always the big number for the month of November, and this report suggests that it was a bit better than we thought it was based on chain store sales.
Very good. David Weiss, chief economist at S&P, joining us live from New York. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
In other news, it is day five at the UN summit in Copenhagen, where the world is grappling with the issue of climate change. Marketplace reporters Stephen Beard and Sam Eaton are there. This morning, our coverage continues with the rift between rich and poor companies continuing to widen. Today, developing nations are accusing the U.S. of endangering the world by refusing to give them more cash to fight global warming. From the summit in Copenhagen, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The numbers just keep getting bigger. Developing nations now demand $200 billion a year to help them combat the effects of climate change. Their chief negotiator at the Copenhagen summit says the U.S. should stump up the bulk of the cash. He addressed his appeal to American politicians. He said, "You approve billions of dollars in defense budgets. Can't you approve $200 billion to save the world?" Clement Kalonga is a delegate from the southern African state of Malawi. He also says the U.S. should pay up after ignoring the problem of climate change for so long.
We believe it's time now that the U.S., as they come on board, they need to come with a huge contribution to make up for that, you know, lagging behind for the past years.
The Europeans are under pressure to pay up too, and today, after an all-night meeting in Brussels, the EU came up with its initial offer of cash, $3.6 billion a year, and only up until 2012. In Copenhagen, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And be sure to tune in later today for Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl for more of our coverage of the UN Summit on Climate Change in Copenhagen, Denmark. Today, China reported a big improvement in its exports, suggesting global demand might be creeping back, and that news is echoing through the markets. So Hong Kong stocks were up about 1% today. Japan was up 2.5%. A weaker yen there is good for exporters like Toyota and Sony. European markets are up between 1% and 2%. Yesterday, Wall Street also lifted. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%. The NASDAQ up 0.3%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 16 points, rather 66 points, to 10,405. This morning, the pay czar, Kenneth Feinberg, will announce more limits on compensation at the six bailed-out companies he oversees. Those are AIG, Chrysler, Chrysler Financial, Citigroup, General Motors, and GMAC. Bank of America, you remember, left that group this week when it paid back its TARP money. Goldman Sachs has repaid, but yesterday it continued to react to public anger when it canceled cash bonuses for its top executives. And Europe is going even further. Britain and France are slapping a tax on bank bonuses. And Germany's chancellor says that is an attractive idea.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America. 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
One of America's biggest lenders, CIT Group, emerged from bankruptcy this week. Marketplace's Amy Scott tells us what might be next.
It took CIT Group less than 6 weeks to wash its hands of bankruptcy. Analyst Brian Charles with RW Pressbridge says CIT's bondholders could have pushed the company into liquidation. He says the fact that they didn't is a sign the financial system is stabilizing.
The smoothness with which this company was able to accomplish this, I think it kind of speaks well to the market and its increasing willingness to fund companies going forward.
So has CIT got a clean bill of health?
No.
James Rybakoff is CEO of investment banking firm Aiken Bay. He says, for one thing, many of the company's clients are in the retail and clothing business. They're in the middle of their make-or-break season.
And until January, February comes around and see how they did, you won't really know how CIT looks.
CIT's survival is good news for small and medium-sized businesses. They're struggling to get credit these days. But Rybakoff says the company will likely have to cut back on its lending as it recovers. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, in case you missed any of the business news this week, here it is in a 60-second poem. After more than a year of puzzling slowness, the rich yet subsidized company known as Goldman Sachs is shedding the onus that came with their bailout by dropping their bonus. The economy's better, I wouldn't say hearty. My company canceled its holiday party. AOL stepped out on the town. They issued some stock, and it sadly went down. A ratings agency downgraded Greece. Public option, rest in peace. EPA declared CO2 spooky. And Volkswagen's buying a stake in Suzuki. TARP started out as a bailout for banks, but before Citigroup and the rest could say thanks, we were rescuing AIG, Chrysler, GM, and this week we learned it might not be just them, because Geithner's extending the TARP to the fall, so we could bail out others. And that isn't all. The money might go to employment or lending. Well, unlike the TARP, I do have an ending. My minute's expiring imminently, so I'll see you at marketplace.org. It's Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.